to the Sunday, March 18th, 2018 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts, over 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, streaming live on the internet, WMFO.org, multicasting on iTunes.com radio and YouTube, and can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5 FM.org. I'm your host, evangelist and pastor teacher Don Lee Vernon Brown, on this Sunday, March 18th, 2018 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, and we are featuring part 7 of the countdown of the top hits of 2017. And if you didn't hear it a little while ago, it is 17 degrees now outside our studio, and we can look forward to chilly weather and the possibility of snow in Tuesday evening into Wednesday. But it might be rain, depending upon the track. They're sort of like hesitating as to what it's actually going to be. But it's kind of almost like January weather instead of March. But anyway, we've had up and down weather for quite some time now. Okay, we just heard Anthony Brown in position number 69, and Trust in You. That's what the Bible says. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. And what God is saying is that you need to yield yourself to him totally, completely, surrender it all, give it all over. And then you can be able to have all the benefits and blessing that he's ordained for you. And I believe this is a perfect time for those of you out there who've never yielded yourself to Christ, or you don't know where you stand with him. Now is the time. If you will come to him, then you'll realize all the benefits and all the blessings that he has for you. Tri-State Mass Choir, front and center, if you come to him here on Sounds of Praise. What salvation is all about. God says if you put your faith and trust in him, he will provide you with that eternal security that he alone can give. And he can do that because he is not only creator, he came as savior and rose triumphant over sin and death. So he's Lord of those who will put their faith and trust in him. And therefore, we can rest in his victory if we've yielded him ourselves to his control. And if you've never done that, or if you're not sure where you stand with God, I want to lead you in a little prayer. And there's no magic in the words, but if you mean what the words are saying, God will accept you as his child. He will make you the person that he has created you to be. All the various stumbling blocks and things that have been in your way are probably there because you've never yielded yourself to his control and allowed him to work his tremendous salvation work in your life. And if you'd like that to take place, I'd like you to repeat these words after me. And if you mean what the words are saying, God will bring about the transformation that he alone can give. Won't you pray this prayer? Gracious Father, I come in Jesus' name because he is the only way for me to receive the forgiveness and the benefits and blessings that you alone can give. I come yielding myself to you and to your control, acknowledging my need for you and asking you to take your place in my life as I give you full control and allow you to lead me and guide me in the way that you would have me to go so that my life might be pleasing not only in your sight, but I might be a source of benefit and blessing to others as well as I tell them of the wondrous things that you're accomplishing in and through my life in the days which are ahead. And I thank you for this tremendous opportunity, this great privilege you afforded unto me to be your child, to know the benefits of eternal security in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. If you pray that prayer, or if you say anything as simple as, Lord, save me, and if you mean it, God's done it, and God will do it. And when you do that, I want to know about it because I have some material I want to send to you. It's free of charge to help you know what to do now that you've given your life to Jesus Christ. And you can call me while I'm on the air for that material. Our phone number here in the studio, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. And then by chance you're not near a phone, you can still receive that material by writing to me. Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, M-E-D-F-O-R-D, Mass, M-A-0-2-1-5-6. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Mass, 02156. Or you can email me if you wish at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y-V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B at Verizon.net. And like I said, as soon as we receive your information, we'll send out our information to you. And you don't have to worry about us pressuring you to join our church. We're not going to be writing to you at some future date for money. We're not going to come to your house unannounced or sell your name and address for some other group's mailing list. We ain't going to do any of those things. I promise you that. We're only going to continue to pray that you grow in your new life in the Lord Jesus Christ. That number again, while we're here on this, at the studio from now until 8 o'clock, a little bit thereafter, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Or you can write to us, Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y-V, as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B, at Verizon.net. And like I said, we'll send material out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. You have my word on that. But please don't put off for another day what you need to do today. Another day is not promised to anyone. Tri-State Mass Choir here on Sounds of Praise. If you come to him in the optimum word, and there's if God doesn't take any prisoners, he won't force you to do anything you don't want to do. But if you come to him willingly, he will perform that transforming power in your life spiritually this very day. And what takes place on the inside will eventually manifest itself on the outside as well. 10 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. We pray you've come to the Lord. And like I said, if you have done that, give me a call here at the studio, 1-855-915-WMFO, so we can send you that material. Or you can write to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, VB at Verizon.net. And like I said, we'll send material to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. You have my word on that. 11 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The countdown is continuing to roll along, and we're getting ready to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise very shortly as well. So you can use that same number, 1-855-915-WMFO, to get in your prayer requests or your praise report. And as soon as we get into the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry, we'll bring all your information before God's throne. But before we do that, let's get to song in position number 68. This is Bishop Hezekiah Walker in LFC, and No Time to Waste. I didn't plan it this way. But if you have given your life to the Lord, or if you haven't given your life to the Lord, I guess I should say, you know, there's no time to waste. We don't have any control over how many days, how many minutes, how many hours we're going to be here. How many years? But since the time, it could be very short, there's no time for you to waste.
We'll be right back.
Bishop Hezekiah Walker and LFC here on Sounds of Praise and No Time to Waste. That's song number 68 on the countdown. And now we're going to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise. And still not too late to get in your prayer request or your praise report. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Fred Hammond, along with Brian Courtney Wilson, Eric Robeson, and Dave Hollister. And come on, let's pray. 7:27 here on Sounds of Praise. This is the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry. We heard Fred Hammond, Brian Courtney Wilson, Eric Robeson, and Dave Hollister leading us in with Come On, Let's Pray. And they were followed by Bishop Joseph Garlington Jr. and Pass Me Not. Okay, we're praying for Michelle of Medford. Michelle has had cataract surgery. We're praying that God's going to continue to do his healing work on her eyes. There is a cornea problem, I believe, that she mentioned. And so we're looking to God to minister powerfully in that area as well. She's also having some problems with her neck. And also we're praying that God's going to continue to help her to stop smoking. She's cut back quite a bit, but she's looking for God to continue to complete the work so that he might be able to use her in an even greater way in the days which are ahead. Michelle of Medford, looking for God's touch upon her eyes, or the continuation of the healing for the cataract surgery and the cornea situation that she has, that God would resolve that. And she's having some problems with her neck, and that she also might be able to totally stop smoking. We're praying for a friend of mine, Darylyn Paxton. She had a program, but she didn't on the station, but she doesn't have it anymore. I didn't know all the details, but her program was given to somebody else. I think there was a problem with her attendance, but she's looking for God to intercede in her behalf, so that she might be able to return to the radio station and continue her programming. And then, as I said earlier in the program, I had problems with two pieces of equipment at the office this past week. And so, therefore, that impacted our ability to get all the information that we usually have for our sports program. And that is every Sunday at 4 o'clock. So we're looking for God to intercede on our behalf. If we need new equipment, we'll have to do that. Or maybe get the equipment that we have repaired or whatever. But we're trusting him to work on our behalf on the equipment that we need for the ministry of Sounds of Praise and the Christian Challenge as well. Let's lift him in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we approach your throne this morning, thanking and praising you that we have someone to whom we can turn, someone to whom we can put our faith and trust and confidence in, looking to you, Almighty God, to do great and mighty works in our behalf as we surrender ourselves to you and to your control. Nothing is too hard for you, Lord, so therefore we come with confidence. As you said, we should come boldly unto your throne of grace, where we may attain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. So we pray, O Lord, that you would minister powerfully in the life of Michelle. She needs healing, total healing for her eyes, Lord, and also for her neck, and that she might totally stop smoking. Father, we thank you for all you've done thus far in her life, and we're trusting that you're going to do even greater things in the days which are ahead. So we pray you would minister powerfully in her life. May she recognize that she yields herself to you, that all things will work out for you, her good and for your glory. And so we're giving you the glory, the honor, and the praise in advance, knowing that you're going to do all things well because you love us and you demonstrated your love on the cross of Calvary, and we're receiving the resurrected love of Jesus Christ, our Lord, in the behalf of Michelle and for all her various needs. In Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. And for Darylyn Paxton, who had a program but is not broadcasting this semester, we pray, O Lord, that you would minister on her behalf. Whatever the situation might be, Lord, we pray that you would intercede. As I looked briefly at the schedule a little while ago, there aren't too many evening slots open. Most of them that's open now are in the early morning. I don't know if she can do those programs. But you would open the door. You would make a way. Individuals drop out sometimes before the semester ends. So whatever the situation, Lord, we're trusting that you're going to work in her behalf. Minister powerfully in her life, Lord, and may she recognize that she yields herself to you in this area. You're able to work in her life in other areas as well. May she surrender herself totally to your control. And we're thanking you in advance for all that you're going to accomplish in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And for our equipment, Lord, at the office that was not working for the majority of this past week, Father, we pray that you intercede in that area, whether it can be repaired or whether it needs to be replaced. We pray, O Lord, you will work in our behalf, recognizing, O Lord, as we place our faith and our trust in you, that you're able to do more than we can ask or think or desire. And you said that all things you're able to work together for our good and for your glory. So we're standing on your word, which is never known to fail. So we're praising you in advance for all you're going to accomplish and all the needs that are going to be met. And how you're going to even further the ministry to go forward in you is our prayer. In Jesus' blessed name, amen. And I want to inform you, if you aren't aware, if you have a prayer request or a praise report when Sounds of Praise is not on the air, you can get it to us on our off-air phone number. Phones are still working, I do believe. 781-648-5158. 781-648-5158. And or you can write to us at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y-V-B. V is in Vernon, B is in Brown, DarnleyVB at Verizon.net. And as soon as we get your information, we'll begin praising God with you or praying for you, whatever the situation might be. And then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many Christians can also join in and lift up your request before God's throne. That number again, when we're not on the ear, 781-648-5158. 781-648-5158. 7:34 here on the Sounds of Praise as the countdown continues to roll right along in position number. Okay, let's back up here a little bit here. Okay, queued up the wrong song, so that won't work. Let's get the song in position number 67. Fred Hammond. Fred's been all over the place today. And as a matter of fact, throughout the countdown, Fred's produced a lot of great music. And so we're going to get him on in his correct position. Fred Hammond, where are you? Okay, in position number 67. This is Take Me to the Water here on Sounds of Praise.
Just say it with me. Let's go. simple. I guarantee
you know this is it. Keep the living water. Yeah.
All right, everybody, let's take it to the bridge. Let's sing. Get this water down in your soul, lift you up and make you whole. With that other stuff, you're gonna thirst again. So open up your heart and let him in. I take a big sip or take a big gulp. More than enough, he's more than enough. Come on, take me, say it.
Take me to the water.
Take me to the water.
Take me to the water.
If you want that life that Jesus gives,
take me to the water.
Then let me hear you say, let me hear you say.
Fred Hammond in position number 67 in the countdown, and that was Take Me to the Water. If you've been listening to the program right from the beginning, several programs, we've been using Fred Hammond with his song entitled Let the Praise Begin as our theme song for the past several programs. And that's going to be our theme song for next Sunday. Next Sunday is Palm Sunday, you know, about the praises and the palm branches and the triumphant march of Jesus into Jerusalem on that first Palm Sunday. And so that's going to be our theme for this coming next Sunday's program, the 25th of March. Let the praise begin. We haven't got a title or we haven't done much planning for Resurrection Sunday, the following Sunday, which is April the 1st. We're going to have to work on that. Before you know it, it'll be right here on us. But we have a lot of praise music that we're going to fit right in, and we're going to give you excerpts from the Bible regarding Jesus' triumphal entrance and things like that along the way. So you stay tuned for that. Tell everybody next Sunday, special Palm Sunday program here on Sounds of Praise. Let the praise begin. Fred Hammond's going to lead us into that program. Okay, let's continue. 7:42 here on Sounds of Praise. This is in position number 66, Tasha Cobbs along with Jamie Grace. And this is Solid Rock.
Solid, my solid rock. Your consistent reputation is what holds me in place.
So today, I'll tell the
you are
my solid.
Tasha Cobbs and Jamie Grace with Solid Rock in position number 66 on the countdown. This is 65, James Fortune and Fire. And the song is entitled Still Able.
Put your hands together and receive Tasha.
Many times in life we focus on all that we don't have. And it makes us worry. But today, I want to remind you of the one that you do have and let you know that he's still able.
I've been hurt and abused, even lied to by the ones I trust in most. I've had some nights I cried more than I prayed. That's when God said to me, I am still in control.
It changed my perspective, and so
now the worry is over.
Yes.
And the doubt is gone away. God reminded me.
He reminded me
that he's still able.
Spite of it all,
that he's still able.
Thank you, Lord.
There are some days I feel like giving up.
And I wonder,
how could God love me and let me go through so much?
Anyone ever asked that question?
I'm afraid to carry.
More than ever,
I need your help, Lord. With you, I can move on. Now the worry is over, and the doubt is gone away.
You're not alone.
Now the worry is over, and the doubt is gone away.
Lift your hands and say, about to give up.
God reminded me.
He reminded me
that he's still able.
But it's not easy because
sometimes it seems,
oh God,
there's no way out.
You're surrounded by problems.
So many problems weigh.
They weigh you down.
You down.
But he cares for you.
You've got to know,
my sister.
He cares.
And he wouldn't leave.
And he wouldn't leave you there.
Not for long.
For long.
So right now, I just need you to
be strong.
And remember that
God is able.
He's able.
Able.
He hasn't changed.
He's still able. Able.
Seems like problems are waiting in line just for you.
Able.
You say, I've never faced anything like this before.
He's still able, able.
The odds are still in your favor because
you
lowest point, God,
reminding me still that He's still able.
I know I can make it because
God reminded me
that He's still able.
That He's still
able. Sounds of Praise Community Bulletin Board. Minister Michael Darton is offering a mentoring program designed to equip worship leaders and worship pastors for effective ministry that will impact future generations. He has over 35 years of experience serving as a worship pastor, worship leader, and keyboardist. The mentoring program will include one-on-one teaching and training that's focused on the biblical concepts of the ministry of worship and music. And for more information, you can go to www.michaeldarton.com or call 617-876-9703. That's www.michaeldarton.com or call 617-876-9703. For more information on the mentoring program designed to equip worship leaders and worship pastors for effective ministry. And also on Saturday, June the 9th, 2018, Michael Darton Ministries presents See His Glory Worship and Arts Conference, 9 o'clock a.m. to 4:30 p.m. at the Congregation Lion of Judah, 962 North Hampton Street in Boston, Massachusetts. This will be a day of equipping worship teams, worship and arts pastors, liturgical dancers, pastors, and tech teams for effective ministry that honors God. Over 15 workshops will be offered on that day. And again, for more details and registration, you need to go to www.michaeldarton.com or you may call 617-876-9703. Coming up on May 17th, Hear Their Cry, Teen Challenge of Boston 2018 Banquet. The Lord said, I have indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt. I have heard them crying out because of their slave drivers, and I am concerned about their suffering. That's Exodus 3, verse 7. At Lombardo's 6 Billings Street in Randolph, Massachusetts, the banquet will take place, and doors open at 6:30, dinner at 7:30. Tickets $60 per person, a table of 10 for $600. For more information, contact Fred Swenson at FSVENSON at tcboston.org or 617-869-6652. To purchase tickets, visit HearTheirCry.org. Community Champion Award, IBEW Local 103 is one of the sponsors. Special music on that night by the guest artist entitled Beautiful Mess. And that's Hear Their Cry, the Teen Challenge Boston 2018 Banquet on May the 17th, 2018. 6 Billings Street at Lombardo's Restaurant in Randolph, Massachusetts. Doors open at 6:30 p.m., dinner at 7:30 p.m. And if you think that your organization has information that about your events that our audience would like to call, you can need to send them to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Send it on your letterhead or on your official stationery. Now, stay tuned for Everybody Eats. They're here. They didn't go away on break, and so therefore they're coming up next here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tush Freeform Radio. I'm going to play music so they can get right in. I'm going to get right out of the way. I'll be back next Sunday, Lord willing, at 5.